Hello, friends and fiends. You are listening to the Dungeon Boys, a group of friends telling a story Dungeons and Dragons style in a sci-fi homebrew world. We apologize for the lateness on the episode. Our editor, aka me, was having some serious computer problems, which have now been fixed. Knock on all of the wood that is around you, please. And if you're binging this stuff, then guess what? You got to skip the wait. And we appreciate you listening as well. This podcast is 1,000,000% for adults because we say inappropriate shit all the time. But hopefully it makes you laugh. You can check us out anywhere on social media that you peruse the social media at The Dungeon Boys, spelt B-O-I-Z, which you've heard me say 9 million times. So thanks for listening for that 9 million and one times. Also, we've reopened our Patreon, where you can basically hear recaps between the players and the DM of how they felt about the episode and what they're looking forward to next. You can get some really neat art, Dungeon Master notes and tips, and side backstories and insight into all of these new characters that very soon will become your favorites. This is season one of the Dungeon Boys Stardust Echoes, and our current players are Sam, playing Garbage, the Halfling Rogue, Arland, playing Valen, the Winged Tiefling Warlock Sorcerer, Fox, playing Squeak, the Herringon Paladin Wizard, Mully, playing Emberly, the Fire Fairy Druid, and the Jen, playing Squish, the Space Hippo and a 2-2 Cleric. And my name's Justine, which most of you know, and I am the Dungeon Master for this season. Fun fact about the Dungeon Boys is we are going to start having one-shots live on Twitch, and we'll be bringing on other amazing folks from different podcasts and different Discord servers to all just have fun and a good time. If this is something you think you'd be interested in, reach out to us on Discord, Instagram, or on our email, which is on the link tree, which is in the description of this episode. Speaking of which, content warnings are always in that description as well. But with that, the Dungeon Boys proudly present Stardust Echoes. Last episode, Squeak, Squish, Valen, Garbage, and Emberly started the Vault Subnautical. After navigating and scoping out different teams, an interaction with Nyx Pips, and a friendly hug where Squish cast aid, they entered the tube, went up to the planet's surface of Notu, and faced the harsh environment that would encompass their entire reality from now until they met their fate, or won the Vault Subnautical, to get the main prize, the scope, which was the sixth piece of the cannon they needed to save not only their star system, but multiple star systems close and far. Squeak the Herringon instantly took off via foot while Valen shot to the air, and as they were all making their way, Emberly was sucked in to quicksand. Shock hits you like a wave. The heat of the lava pools around you and the harshness of the rocks beneath your feet seem to fade away as you see the tips of Emberly's fingers start to slip through the sand. Panic, fear, adrenaline. Squeak is 50 feet ahead of you and looking into the entrance of four dark cave systems. Inferno Jones starts to panic, fire erupting at her paws as she growls, deep and reverberating. You start to hear Emberly's voice fading away. And just then, a cannon noise rocks your eardrums so deeply that you feel it tingle down your spinal cord. And above you, large holographic images are projected in the sky of four dwarves that you'd seen not only an hour ago, all showing the sign is deceased. It says their names, their ages, their positions in life, and their team name. All of it inconsequential to their now fate. Is that what you are going to be? Is that what you're watching happen before your eyes as Emberly slips down? All this flashes in 0.5 seconds of time. And now, your first challenge of the Vault's Nautical begins.
Wait, help!
Run!
Valen, I'm going to cast, try to cast Mage Hand and try to catch her.
Roll me a dexterity throw.
I'm decent at that.
He says that, and the face he just gave tells me otherwise.
In the face.
I rolled a nat 20 for 22.
Valen rolled a nat 20 for 22.
Yeah, do it the right way.
Valen rolled a nat 20 for 22.
Yeah, your mage hand goes down. You kind of feel mentally the pull as you're casting the spell of her hand being, like, pulled.
I'm over here!
But your mage hand, you know, it can't burn, but it feels the fire of her skin, and then your mage hand gets pulled down with it.
Well, fuck.
Well, this just seems like cheating.
Anytime you want to roll any kind of, like, navigation type roll, whichever that might be, I will now give you advantage because your mage hand is underground. It's kind of, like, on its own, rogue, exploring the underground systems of these caves.
Cool. Appreciate that.
Squeak's feeling real good about cave number two.
What's behind door number two?
You go towards cave number two. At this point, your group is with you now. You're all a unit, except you just saw... Actually, probably Squeak didn't see it, but the rest of you just saw Emberly get pulled underneath.
Emberly's gone. She got sucked underground. I tried to save her. My hand is gone too. Well, not my actual hand, but my imaginary magical hand. I don't know what to do.
Squish is going to put TP and Garbage down. Give TP a little pat on the head.
Garbage is going to look up for his little pet on the head.
Oh, okay. Pat, pat, pat.
Hell yeah.
All right.
Did you guys do no prep work? This is why you don't just stand still at the start. You're supposed to run. What the hell was that?
Oh, it looked like really fast sand.
Yeah, every race, they pull off the stragglers.
Oh.
Well, right, but also you don't know what you were running across. How do you know that you weren't, you know, setting off any kind of pressure plates or anything? None of this out there is natural. You don't know what they hid underneath of it. Granted, the quicksand was a decent way to get a little fire lit under everyone's tail, but you also could have been walking across a bomb.
Well, guys, I hate to break it to you, but whatever took Emberly could be right here, too.
So, I have to admit something. I've actually never even seen a Vault of Nautical. I don't know what I'm expecting.
Speaks just goes.
Okay.
Listen, I'm not here looking for, like, for glory or nothing. I just need that goddamn scope.
Well, so do all of us. But here's a question. Do we know if we have to have all of the members of our team in order to win?
No. No, you just need... You need everybody to open the door, and then after that, it's anybody's game.
So then we need to get her back somehow. At some point in time, we need to be able to get her back.
Well, I can still feel my mage hand holding onto her, so I have some kind of connection to her, so she's still alive.
Roll perception with advantage, Valen.
Hell yeah, brother.
Well, fuck. That's a...
Here's that 10.
12.
Valen, as you're kind of trying to, like, perceive where your mage hand is, you can kind of feel it pulsing, like, between caves 2 and 3, but it's not really a high enough roll to know exactly which one to go in. But as you kind of, like, close your eyes and tune in, you can hear Emberly's, like, muffled voice in these underground systems that she fell through to.
Is anybody... Where am I? Is anybody there?
Well, clearly she's underground, but, I don't know, I guess it's a fucking crapshoot. If he says 2, let's go 2.
Let's go 2.
Well, half of us could go 2, half of us could go 3.
Do not do that to me.
I don't know how we should be. I don't think we should be splitting the party at this point.
Do not do that to me.
I would like to see if there are any tracks from any other teams leading into any of the other caves. Would I be able to see that from here?
Roll investigation.
Are you sure it's not perception?
If you're looking for it.
You're investigating.
Garbage rolled a 15.
Fantastic.
Okay. You do not see any types of tracks.
Well, it looks like we're the first people here. I don't see any tracks or any disturbances in the ground, so.
All right, let's go in.
Okay. So you kind of feel your feet go from sand to this sharp, rocky, volcanic rock. As you enter this cave, it feels even hotter than it does outside. As you peer down, very little light. Who has dark vision?
Oh, it says I don't have anything.
Yeah, no, he doesn't have it.
No. Halflings don't. No, neither does Squish.
Neither does Squeak.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Okay, so Valen, you kind of look around. You see that they're kind of squinting their eyes to see in, whereas you can see, you know, kind of graze about 60 feet down. And yeah, you start to enter this cave system. You descend about 40 feet down, pretty steep, and get to where it levels out. And it's actually, it's light. It's very dim light, but there's light so you can see. By bioluminescent mushrooms that kind of are everywhere in this space. Valen, you feel like you just got closer to your mage hand in your magical soul.
All right, I think it's this way. We should keep going. Can any of y'all see clearly, or am I the only one that can see far ahead?
No, not looking super great.
All right, I'll take point then.
Squeak will go ahead and prestidigitation his torch alight.
The bioluminescent mushrooms kind of dimly light the way for you. You see ripped up pieces of boards and boxes. The soil is very moist and soft and squishy. And there is just small fungi everywhere. It's very warm and dark. And there is a path ahead of you.
There's fungus among us.
That's so cute.
All right, so let's go.
Guess what? I'm going to pull out this handy dandy. It's going to look an awful lot like a sawed off shotgun. And it's going to appear to have like a almost like a flashlight at the end. That's actually going to be this really cool handy dandy little thing that I have called Lightbringer, which is my mace, which is basically a mace with a torch.
Ooh.
That's cool shit. Who is going first?
Valen.
Then I'll go.
Which will bring up the rear.
Great. So as you go and walk, the walls close in on you just a little bit. Sometimes it's about a 10-foot space across. Sometimes it gets as low as a 5-foot space across. And as you start to walk through, you see stairs descending down for about 10 feet. You walk these stairs. They're very steep. Go about 20 feet lower. Again, the walls kind of push in on you. There's strange rock formations. You don't know if it's a trick of the light, but it almost looks like hands coming out. But the stalactites coming down almost look like wings. It's very strange and off. And you go down, Valen, until you hit water in front of you. So your foot splash, hits water. You kind of stop. Garbage runs into you almost a little bit. It's like a little trailed effect.
Goes, hold on, wait. There's water here. I don't know how deep it goes. How deep is the water?
You don't know. You have to get in or throw something or tell me how you'd figure out how deep it is.
Well, I'd look at it.
It's very dark. It's like black liquid, almost like oil lapping at your feet.
Is it oil?
No, from what you can tell from your passive investigation, this is definitely water. It's just very dark.
All right, the water might be a little deep. We can either walk through it or climb along the side. It looks a little too narrow for me to fly through, so I can't really scout ahead.
Squish, you mind if I have uppies right now? I'm not the best swimmer.
Well, just so happens I'm a really great swimmer, but we also don't know what's down there. So Squish is gonna kind of like squeeze through the best that she can, and she's gonna use like the light bringer to kind of point down into the water, see if you can see anything down in there.
Yeah, as you take the shot off shotgun with this cool mechanical piece upon top and shine it down, it's like piercing a void almost. But the way the ripples hit and like the
like soot and plankton kind of swirling. You can tell this water is about 5 feet deep.
Okay. And then I'm assuming we're in a cave, so I'm assuming that there's rocks.
It's very rocky. Not necessarily like stalagmites coming up, but it would be considered difficult terrain.
Okay, so there is like some pebbles or whatever that Squish can like skip across the the water to see if there's any reaction. Okay, so she's gonna do one with a small rock, kind of skipping, see if there's any reaction, anything in the water.
Acrobatics check. I don't know. Would that be the right call? Sleight of hand. I don't know what skipping pebbles
maybe
would be.
Athletic?
Yeah, let's do athletics.
I'm really bad at skipping rocks, so I would even maybe for like human gen version, maybe dexterity, but...
Yeah, let's do athletics. I like athletics.
Squish rolled a 21 for athletic. You're skipping a rock.
You all see with the most grace that you maybe wouldn't have expected from this creature, she picks up a very flat, thin stone and skips it. So it perfectly goes forward, ding, hits a wall, and then kind of goes down the path, since you do see a bend in this water. And two parts where the rock swept, you see very, very quickly. I need everyone to roll me perception to even catch what it was.
Squish rolled an 8.
Squeak rolled a 12.
Garbage rolled a 21.
Balin rolled a 21, 18 plus
3. What is you two matching twinsies? Okay, Garbage and Balin catch the flash of tentacles. Squish and Squeak, it almost looks like the ripples just for some reason were heavier. You can't tell what was there.
When that happens, I'm going to grab Squish and pull them back. That was a tentacle. There's something in there.
I think it's time to go fishing.
Okay, God.
Yeah.
I got a question for you. Cold damage. Would that freeze water?
What's the spell?
It's Dragon's Breath.
How do you have Dragon's Breath?
Because your boy's a sorcerer.
Oh. Yeah, I actually really like that. It would definitely freeze the top layer. There's no way it would be power enough to freeze the entire...
Well, if it's only 5 feet deep, I just need it to freeze at least a couple inches so we can walk on it.
Okay, let me elaborate. If you're trying to freeze from the bottom of the water to the surface of the water, you could get maybe 3 inches at a time. If you're trying to do like a foot across the water, you could probably do 10 feet out at a time.
Yeah, because it's the idea of like a lake, right? When you freeze a lake to skate on it.
You only do the top part.
You don't do the top part.
Yeah, that's fine. I will give you that. I really like that. It's very creative.
So the minimum thickness for ice skating on a lake is 4 inches.
Fantastic.
For a single skater, but it'd be... So we'd have to go one at a time.
What is it if you're going to put a hippo on that ice skate rink?
So Valen is going to... You're going to see him pull Squish back. Like, hold on, I have an idea for this. And he's going to rub his hands together, right? And you start seeing, like, this black and red electricity kind of come from his hands, like almost like it's, like, just from the friction. And then he'll touch his head, and at that point, the electricity will kind of go into his head. And he'll be like, all right, stand back. And then he's just going to emit, like, a cold breath onto the water to freeze the top layer as he's walking across it. And he's like, all right, we got to go one at a time, though, because it's not going to hold all of us at the same time.
What's the range on the spell?
15 feet.
So I've drawn a blue line on the map where the ice goes to. So Valen, you all see Valen do this, and then the temperature, which has been so warm in here, significantly drops as you see this black water stop moving and kind of running as it has been, and turns into this almost crystallized black path. It looks like almost night paved in front of you with stars. And you've successfully frozen the top of this water, Valen.
All right. And I'm just going to just walk across.
Yeah, you all see Valen kind of step out, toes testing, and then continues on, wings tucked in tight. And he gets to the very edge where it becomes lapping water again. Valen, do you cast a spell one more time?
Yeah, I'm just going to keep going and for the minute and keep walking across.
So Valen, you all see Valen successfully get through. He keeps going. Who's next to go out?
Garbage will go out following him.
Okay.
Garbage is also going to take out one of his daggers and say, all right, kindness, let's go.
Squish, do you think you're going to be able to step on that?
Well, while everyone else has been going through, Squish rolled an 18 for survival, so she's trying to guess, if she's trying to recall what kind of creature would have tentacles in a shallower pool of water in a cave, and if it would be strong enough to break through 4 inches of ice.
Yeah, so you kind of like are racking your memory. 18 definitely gets it. This is a tentacle lash. It's normally a spell, so you know something must be casting this, but it's definitely not strong enough probably to break through that much ice.
Okay. All right. 4 inches of ice. I think I would be able to do that. Yeah, I have an idea. It'll be fine. Let's go. Go ahead. I got you. You go.
Okay, how much do you weigh?
You know what? It's not very kind to ask that. Get your butt on, Fluffy Tail.
Well, I mean, I could just... If it's less than 500...
You never ask. You don't ask a lady. Go on, Cottontail.
Oh, you know what? Okay.
Get to getting.
I was going to try to help you.
Have you ever seen a critter called a penguin?
No.
I'm going to lay on my belly, and I'm going to... Yeah, it's okay. I read about it in books. Let's just go. We only have like a minute.
They're on the planet Gozio. Okay, it's made of water and ice. So you're all taking kind of 15 feet strides, going deeper and deeper. And at this time, you're all walking. You kind of hear like light, like echoed hits underneath the ice, like something's trying to reach up, but you've successfully able. It hasn't broken through. But as you're all walking down, you then hear kind of a crunch from above you. And as you look up, these stalactites that were hanging down almost turn into like rock-like skeletal hands and reach down. I need Garbage and Squish to roll me dexterity saving throws.
So happy to be small.
I'm on my belly!
That's actually
I'm
fair.
I'm on the ground. There is no dexterity save to be made.
Automatic fail.
No. I actually like that. You're on your belly. You're sliding. And as you look up, you see it barely like 4 inches from you, like try to grab.
It's going to touch my booty.
Garbage, I need a dexterity save.
Garbage rolled a 24.
You feel the air and hear the crinkling and perfectly dodge. And then these hands kind of suck back up into the ceiling. And you all kind of look at each other.
Let's, all right, guys, we need to stay low here. You need to get on my level.
Squish is looking at your butt.
Yeah, move forward, and if I see those stairs, I'm going to head straight to the stairs.
Roll dexterity saving throw, Valen.
That's 15.
Ooh, if it meets, it beats. This hand reaches down and barely grasps the edge of your wing before you duck aside and you get to the solid ground, which is the stairs ahead of you. Garbage, do you keep going forward?
Oh, yeah. We're committing.
I need another dexterity saving throw.
Another one? You just want someone to get grabbed.
This is the Vaultsome Nautical, bro. It's littered with traps. You all know this.
Garbage rolled a 29.
Woo-hoo.
Whoa. That 20. Nice job. Yeah, you already know exactly where this thing is. You almost see it coming down before it does, and you skirt it perfectly and continue on, and you're able to make it safely as well to the stairs. Squeak. As you're making it, you're feeling the ice kind of grow thin. The spell is waning. I need 3 dexterity saving throws from you.
Squeak's first dexterity save was a 9. I'm just checking to see if he's got a thing that lets him do something about that or not.
Oh, no.
So if it's a fail, I can use my reaction to roll a d4 and add it to the save. Would that make a difference?
Nope.
Oh. Okay.
At least you have a kind and generous DM who lets you know beforehand.
I mean, should I have told you that? I don't know. Okay, so Squish, you're penguining along this ice. You kind of feel the ice shifting behind you since you were the last one, and the minute is coming really close. As you slide around the corner, you see this kind of rock-like hand that was a stalactite reach down and pick Squeak up by the ears.
Eep.
He's dangling, struggling by the ears, and you see him in front of you. Garbage and Valen, you hear the eep behind you and know one of your teammates has been caught.
I cut my ears off.
Right.
No, I'm kidding.
Or assuming that they are cave creatures, if I kind of like lift the shotgun up, does the bright light on the cave creature, does that affect it at all?
Yeah, you shine this light straight up. Squeak's eyes kind of narrow, like, already in pain, but it's like, you know, the cherry on the cake there. And you see, like, two of the fingers kind of let go, almost like it's stressed out.
Then I'm gonna push off the wall real quick, and I'm assuming I can put my hands up and try to snatch Squeak down from its hand. Or is it super high? Is it too far high up in the air for me to do from like a prone position?
It's Squeak's like 12 feet from the water surfaces.
Okay.
Now.
All right. Okay. I might go into the water.
It's still ice for you.
It's still ice for me? Okay. Then, so she shines the light, or it starts loosening its hands on Squeak. She's going to get on her knees and attempt to push off from the wall. So she's on her knees. She's on, he's so far up there. Oh, man. That's not.
You would have to stand.
Yeah, I'm going to have to stand, but even then, I'm only 6 foot, and even then, that's too high, and then I have to try to jump, and then I'm going to...
No. He's 6 feet from the ice, so if you're 6'3", his little toesies are right at your eyebrows.
Okay. All right, then I'm going to stand up, push off the wall, try to grab his feet, and do, like, a athletics or a contest of strength against this thing just to get it down.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead and roll me a strength check. Squeak, roll me a constitution save.
So, Squish rolled a 19.
Squeak rolled a 7.
Squish, you kind of slide, you get on your knees, and then almost like, it's almost like you're like an ice skater here. It's very impressive. You kind of get up on one of your boots, very on the tip, sliding up just to go up just enough, and you grab these little herringon boots and pull. But you hear and feel the wetness of blood leak down on you as the hand lets go, but one of Squeak's ears gets a tear in it. It's not completely gone, but the ear now lops to the side, slapping against his cheek. I need you to roll me a d10 of damage.
Well, I can fix that. Don't worry, I can fix that. I got a pocket full of sunshine and nanobots. We can fix this.
I feel like this is the first time like Squeak has been injured, and so he just starts crying.
Oh no!
He's like, oh my god, my ear!
And both of you, I feel like, are on the ice watching this garbage. And Valen, you see Squish perfectly execute this, and you're kind of like, oh, glad she's on my team. But then you see this poor Herringard start crying. His ear goes limp. He's like, oh, no.
Garbage is going to run over to see if he can help out in any way.
Get off the ice.
Can I try to stop him?
Get off the ice.
Roll dex save.
Garbage rolled an 18.
Well, that's not going to do it. It's a 4.
Yeah, Valen, you go to reach out, but this little halfling is so fast. And then also as the hand goes down to grab, you see just like the one you had dodged, the halfling perfectly skirts it. And you're kind of like, oh, Garbage is quite dexterous. Garbage, you kind of slide up on your knees and reach Squish and Squeak. You see blood dribbling on Squish's herringon fur.
So Garbage is going to say, come on, buddy. We got to get off the ice. I'll help you over there and then we'll take a look.
As you say that, Garbage, you hear and the ice starts to break underneath Squish. Roll me a deck saving throw, Squish.
Valen's about to cast Fireball.
15. A five. That's a 5. I know numbers.
As you say that, Garbage, you look behind you and see this hippo creature looking, and then but kind of like go under the water. The water is like lapping. The ice is starting to fall.
Garbage is going to push Squeak on the ice towards Valen? And then would he also be able to throw a rope towards Squish?
Yes, all that's going to happen. Let me walk you through it. Squish, you feel the ice buckle underneath you. You feel warm water hit your knees as you start to sink. Your feet are definitely able to hit the bottom, though, while your head's still up. What do you do?
Well, Squish has a swim speed of 30 feet, so she's probably just going to put her head under. She's going to yell, get off the ice, get rid of the ice, and she's going to go under and then just book it as fast as she possibly can through the remainder of the water.
Amazing. Squeak, you are being pushed by garbage. You feel your fur and the mix of blood on it kind of makes you propel forward. And because I feel like you're on your ass right now, you feel right above your other ear. The hand doesn't necessarily grab you because you're so low, and you slide into Valen's arms.
Valen grabs him, and he like basically throws him as softly as he can onto the stairs. And he just goes, sit tight, buddy. And then Valen is going to cast Eldritch Blast on the ice to break it.
But garbage is still on the ice.
Well, garbage better start running because it's like, hurry up, I'm going to break the ice for a Squish.
Garbage, dexterity saving.
Garbage rolled a 28.
So Squish fell through. Garbage pushed with all of his might to see this little Haragon kind of sliding on his bum. Valen grabbed the Haragon, threw him one thing, took his hand, starts charging. Garbage sees this, starts running, perfectly dodges the hand again.
Hold on.
Gets to...
Can I color it?
Oh, I'm sorry. Absolutely. Please, you guys can do flavor whenever you want. I'm sorry.
So Garbage is going to push off with all of his might and then take his dagger and hold it on him as he scoots on his back, just watching the hand above him, hoping that Valen catches him or like stops him.
Well, if Valen sees that, then he's gonna kind of take a knee on the step to kind of be there and have his right hand out as he shoots his left.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to shoot behind him.
Yeah.
Once he passes that, I'm gonna shoot that like that segment, and then once he passes the next segment, I'm gonna shoot it again because I got two blasts per blast.
Love it. Garbage perfectly slides underneath this hand with his dagger up. You see. It hit the palm of the hand. The hand almost like this rock, like come back and flinch. And now we'll go to Squish. You're underneath the water. You're fast, but this is dark. You can't really see. You start going underneath. You can kind of look, and because you see this tentacle whip almost from the bottom, like a magical spell towards you, I will give you dexterity saving with advantage because you have Lightbringer faced ahead of you.
Okay, thank Jesus for advantage, because the first roll was a 3, the natural 1, and the second one was a 19.
Yeah, because you can see it, you perfectly dodge. As you go underneath, the tentacle misses you, and as you keep going, you hear, roll your Eldritch Blast for me, Valen.
21 for the first blast. 22 for the second.
Yeah, you crack all the ice. It completely shatters because of the warm water. It starts almost sinking. Squish, you see bits of ice start slinking around you as you're dodging them. I need one more dex save from you, Squish.
Squish doesn't. That is going. Is this also with advantage?
Yes.
So the first one was a 12, and the second one will be... Okay, so the second one was only a 10, so a 12 for a dexterity save throw.
You, Squish, you look up with Lightbringer, and you see Valen above the water, his image kind of wavery, and then you feel a tentacle wrap around your leg. Valen, as you look down and see your ice sinking, you see Squish's face about to hit the surface and then like be pulled back. Underneath. Squish, you're being pulled underneath the water by this. I don't necessarily want to make you all roll initiative. I just want to hear what you want to say and we'll sort it out. Mind you, I'm timing in my head about 60 seconds, or I give you 2 minutes before you run out of air.
Could Valen react?
Yeah.
Okay. Valen is going to... Oh God, I'm going to burn through my fucking spell slots in the first 10 minutes. Jesus Christ. Right when he sees Squish get pulled back, he's going to cast Thunderstep. It's teleportation. I can teleport anywhere within 90 feet. You teleport yourself to an unoccupied space you can see within range. Immediately after you disappear, thunderous boom sounds, and each creature within a 10-foot space must make a constitution saving throw. Is there any of our... there's no allies within 10 feet, right?
Or Squeak and...
Garbage
are within, like, right next to you.
Oh, shit.
Cannon, you called it.
No, wait. No, hold on. Oh, I wanted to do it the other way. I wanted to use my Misty Step and then Thunder Step after.
Okay, I will let you Misty Step so you sink underneath... You start to sink under the water. You're tall enough that your head is above the water, and you see below you Squish kind of struggling and this, like, purple tentacle around their leg. Squish, I'm going to go to you. What do you do to try to get out of this?
Oh, I'm going to bash the shit out of it.
Okay, yeah. Roll to hit.
Yeah, I got a Lightbringer in my hand. I'm not... Nope. So that is a 22 to hit?
Oh, yeah. So as you kind of sense Valen's presence hit the water underneath you, you bash into this thing and it like bubbles and pulls away, like taking its section off, and you have a second to try to run or swim.
Yeah, I'm pushing off and trying to get up there to the shore.
Yeah, so you start to push off and boom, you run into Valen's knees as he stands in front of you.
I'm taking Valen out. Sorry, this is a giant hippo. You're down.
Yeah, so you guys kind of get tangled together. While you're tangling, really quick, Garbage and Squeak, you're all seeing this happen. Do you stand on the shore? Like, what are you doing?
Is Garbage close enough to grab Valen? Like, any part of Valen?
I would say yes.
Okay, Garbage is going to grab any part of Valen he possibly can and then pull him over towards the steps.
Squeak appreciates Garbage's intentions, but he's going to run out onto the water.
Garbage is going to say, "Wait, you damn fool!"
So as he runs out onto the water, his little feeties stay on top of the water. And he doesn't sink. And he runs out, and he'll pull out his little hilt that he has, and he's just gonna stand ready to take a swing at anything that tries to grab Squish or Valen.
He's still gonna be focused on trying to grab Valen and pull him over towards the stairs.
Okay, so Squish and Squeak, you are a tangle of limbs right now. I need a dexterity saving throw.
Squish got a dirty 20 for a dexterity.
I'll roll the 5.
Squish, you're able to perfectly get out of this. You kind of come up and you see Squeak standing on water right in front of you. Valen, you can roll with advantage because Garbage is reaching for you.
I rolled a 2. That was a 4.
Garbage, you're like splashing in the water. You're trying to reach out. Valen, you feel the tentacle wrap around your leg, and you all see the tips of the wings and the head that was all tangled go underneath the water. The three of you are safe at this point, but Valen is now been pulled underneath the water.
Am I able to swing at it because I was readying for something to grab one of them?
Is Squish pointing their light that way?
So if Valen was in front, then yeah, she came up and like she has her thing up and ready to bash the next goddamn thing that comes at us.
Okay.
I'm already sick of this!
Yeah, so you can see Squeak. So yes, go ahead and try to hit it.
17?
What are you using? What kind of weapon?
So it has a hilt, and as he swings it, a blade materializes as he tries to, like, hit it.
Awesome. I just saw the word taser, so I was like, oh.
Oh, well, yeah. You know, a little extra happens.
So as you hit, you perfectly slash down in the water. It's almost like the water parts for a second, electrifies, and then hits this thing. Valen, you feel your leg go free. You rush up. And the four of you are finally free of this shitty piece of water. as you kind of stand near the stairs area and take a deep breath. You got through this first little tiny piece of the vaults and monocle. And as you look, there are stairs ahead of you, which you had kind of come to that you ran on. And as you kind of peek around the corner where the water continues, there's another set of stairs even farther.
Squeak is just going to walk right up to Squish. I believe you said you could do something about this. And he just, like, holds his little limp ear up.
Oh, yeah, no, I already did with the A thing back there. You got some temporary life. I think you'll be all right, right? Yeah, I think you'll be all right.
Yeah, but it was a tear.
Oh, you know what? Okay, all right. I can definitely do something about it. It's maybe we can fix it good after we get out of here. And she'll start rummaging through her packs. And she's basically going to pull out like the healer's kit with the needle and thread. Not spending magic on you right now. So we can stitch this up real quick and it'll make you look so cool and also have this cool scar. Well, yeah, you know, it seems like we're gonna have a lot to do. So the nanobots might just need to kind of be, you know, held for big boo-boos, and this is a little boo-boo, friend. It might have a big hurt, but it's a little boo-boos. So, needle, thread?
Wow. And he just, like, starts to walk off.
I mean, we can always try to cauterize it and, like, you know, stop the bleeding completely.
You're all the worst.
I hate it here.
I'm like, all right, Garbage, you want to go check it out?
Yeah, you mind catching me so I don't sink in the water?
No, I think you got it. And I just walk away.
All right.
So as you're walking, you see one of the tentacles kind of up, but it's so far out as you're hugging the wall, it doesn't necessarily grab you. And as you both get to the steps, you see kind of a little tiny cave alcove. It's a very small room with a chest in there.
Garbage is going to hold on to him and say, hold on, we should look at this, because nothing has turned out great so far.
I'm not touching it, I'm just walking up to it.
Well, I'm just making sure, I mean, you know.
You can roll investigation, or you can open it.
I am going to investigate.
Can I intimidate it with the opening?
Get out of here.
Garbage rolled a 13.
That is a 17 for Valor.
It's a mimic! No, I'm just kidding.
God damn it.
This looks like it looks like a normal, regular chest, not trapped.
Does it look locked?
No.
Valen's gonna open it.
Kind of the dust settles off as Valen opens it. And inside is a velvet cushioned chest. You find a scroll and what you know to be, it looks like a syringe almost that you would stab through your sternum to be a potion of greater healing. But we know in this world that's what looks like a syringe that you stab in someone's sternum.
Like a stim pack.
Exactly.
Okay, Val's gonna put the scroll away, inspect it for later. Well, these might come in handy. And he walks back, edging the wall away from where the tentacle tried reaching him, so as he still stays out of reach.
Garbage is gonna, like, double check the chest to see if there's any false bottoms or anything like that.
Yeah, I'll go based on the investigation you already did of the chest. Nothing that you can see.
Okay. So Garbage is going to follow Valen.
Okay. Yeah, so Squish and Squeak, you've had about 2 minutes by yourselves. Anything you want to roleplay, do, or are you just waiting for your friends?
I imagine the whole conversation about, you know, not using magic and trying to stitch up the ear. I imagine that was all kind of happening at that time.
Love that.
Yeah,
okay,
Squish,
great.
Yeah, Squish would have been following Squeak up that way while they were, yeah.
I just said I'm worth magic. I'm worth a spell slot.
No, you absolutely are. But for a big hurt, my friend, a big hurt, like you're missing a leg or your both your ears are falling off, not for like a really cool little jagged.
You're not going to heal his temp HP? How dare you?
Okay, great. Yeah, so as you guys are having this combo, you hear the slop of water kind of hit stairs as you see the halfling garbage and teepee on his shoulders, like, breathing out water, and Valen shaking off his wings slightly kind of walk up these stairs.
You guys went swimming again?
Oh, yeah, there was a little alcove. I went and checked it out and found some stuff that might help us.
Don't recommend doing that again. That wasn't fun. It was fun to bash it a little bit. That was fun. But, yeah, don't recommend you going in there, little guy. Pat's garbage on the head again.
Yeah, you know, but you gotta check. I mean, it could have been the way out, too.
Well, was it worth it? What'd you find?
We found a healing potion and a scroll of some kind, but we haven't really checked out the scroll yet.
Nice.
Oh, I love scrolls.
But we can do that at, you know, when we're not being attacked by crazy things.
When he hears Squeak say that, he's like, oh, all right, and he just throws in the blank scroll.
Just ignoring garbage.
I was like, here, think fast.
Yay!
You can figure out what that is.
I open it.
Yes, Squeak grabs it, opens it. It is a crude map of the area. So, I'm going to send you and you alone a picture.
And you didn't want to open this, Garvin.
Oh, are those the DC? Are you showing me the DC levels?
Oh, did I send you the fucking DM one? Wait.
Where's the danger?
Oh,
no. Where's the danger?
Screenshot.
Okay, those will all now be changed. At least you have the map. As Squeak opens this map and then kind of looks down as really focusing, you all look ahead. You have the option to go right or straight. You see bioluminescent mushrooms still ahead of you and around you. What do you choose to do?
Is this a little hole right here?
So as you look right squish into this tiny little room, you do see that there is a small indent hole that looks to be kind of like the quicksandy sand that was outside.
Ooh, that's dangerous. And he goes back. There might be a fairy in there.
Can you tell us that there's quicksand there?
You probably just hear him say, oh no, that's dangerous. And then like walk back out.
If he would have said it's quicksand, I would have walked over and tried to summon my mage hand through the quicksand.
I mean, I don't know. You're taller than I am. Maybe you can see it from here.
If he says it's dangerous, Valen can walk through. He's up here.
It's like a room full of ogres. I'm like, ooh, that's dangerous. Walks off.
They're all sleeping.
As you start to descend even lower and lower, it gets warmer and the ground gets a little bit smoother. These bioluminescent mushrooms are becoming bigger and more varied, from light blues and teals to like dark purples, all kind of glowing as you walk through this humidity. And just then, as you're about to round a corner, you hear...
What are you doing? Get off! Let go of me!
And that's where we're going to end the session. Thanks so much for listening to the Dungeon Boys podcast. We really appreciate you all joining with us and for your patience on the episodes coming out. Again, you can find us all over social media at The Dungeon Boys. Pay attention to Twitch, join our Discord, and as always, give yourself a hug and may all your space travels be safe. Down, Valen, until you hit water in front of you. That should be on the GM here.
I don't want to take the water anymore.
It might be a surprise.